Okay, I was told that this past Shabbos there was a
two Shabboses ago
there was an interesting case that happened at the early minyan that Berachas HaTorah was made before the Torah was even open. So what I have seen many times is the Baal Kori will show a spot, and it turns out by Dabar Hashem El Moshe Le'mor, you know, is the right pasuk, but it's actually one in a different column or lower down in the column before, after. Sometimes you have to roll it a little bit. That is a very common issue that happens addressed in Shulchan Aruch. What is not addressed in Shulchan Aruch? Yes.
Can you please tell us what the halacha is first, and
okay,
then?
Fine. So, I can't do that, but I can hint to it. Ideally, what is supposed to happen is the Ola is supposed to know where the Kriya is supposed to be. There are some, Lubavitch has a minhag that they show the beginning and the end, and this is what you are going to read, and he makes a bracha on that, right? Similar to if you are making a hamotzi, you need to have the roll in front of you. If you are making a haetz, you need to have the apple not just in front of you, it's supposed to be in your hand, right? You are supposed to, so when you're making Berachas HaTorah on an aliyah, you are supposed to have the Torah open to that spot and know what you are making a bracha on.
Do you make the, he shows you where he's going to start mm-hmm. reading.
Okay. Correct.
You take your tzitzis, you kiss that spot, and then you close it?
No. You don't have to close it.
Okay.
You don't have to close it?
Some people close
it. You don't, it's, the reason to close it is the same reason that ideally you're not supposed to look inside the Torah when you're making the bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah says you look to the left. You can look at the paper,
or
you can close your eyes, or some people close it. The problem with closing it is some people are very aggressive closers, and then it has to be re-rolled. Ideally, it would not be closed.
It's better for the Baal Kriya.
It's better for the Baal Kriya. In Diktuk, it's Baal Kriya. Better for the Baal Kriya that it's left open. But what happens when somebody makes the bracha before it's open even, right? Mm-hmm. So there are two issues there. Number one, you're supposed to make it on a specific portion, and it's not. The other issue is you're supposed to have as little hefsek as possible. So if you have to take off the cover, it's a little more of a hefsek. It's not the end of the world, but it's a little more of a hefsek. The main issue is when you make a bracha and it's covered, you don't know what you're making a bracha on. Now, as I'll try to show you, I think that's a much simpler case than the sugya we're going to see, because if I show you the wrong spot, you had in mind this spot and it's really another spot, so then the debate will be, did you really just have in mind whatever he reads, or did I have in mind the spot he showed me? But if I didn't even open it, then I think there's much more grounds to say he had in mind whatever you're going to read, right? Well, and therefore, there's much less grounds to say you wouldn't need a new Berachas HaTorah. Then the question is, that extra taking off the mantle, is that a hefsek? It's 2 seconds. So I think it's pashut in that case that you would not need a new bracha. But it's not mentioned anywhere. It's not, nobody speaks about it. So there was a discussion about, and it reached my desk about a week and a half later. I was out of town, and it was the early minyan. But the question that comes up all the time, Meisim Bechol Yom, and you'll see it's the first to speak about is Rabbeinu Gershom, is that you make a bracha on the wrong spot. The original case that's discussed is it's Rosh Chodesh and Hanukkah, right? So there's an order, what you do first. What happens if you open to the wrong spot? So what's interesting is that the big debate is, do you need a new bracha when you get to the right spot? But another suggestion of poskim is maybe it would be better to read from the wrong spot, because you have tadir v'sheno tadir, but to end up making a new bracha and to tircha de tzibura to roll or to take out a new Torah, it's probably preferable to just, you know, you just read from Hanukkah, right? You're supposed to do Rosh Chodesh first because of Tadir. Hanukkah's already open. Just read Hanukkah, according to many. So what's fascinating is it's really 2 sugyas in one. One sugya is a case of you make a bracha on an apple and then it falls and it's not edible anymore. But you have more apples in the house, right? So that's one sugya. Do you need a new bracha if I'm going to eat another apple? Because even though the halacha is if I make a bracha on one apple and I eat that apple, and now I want to eat another apple that was in the house, everybody agrees I don't need a new bracha. But if my original bracha that I'm making on this apple, if it never connects to this apple, maybe once I didn't start it properly, then I can't say that the original bracha was on all apples. That's a machlokas, and that is the sugya that they relate, our sugya of making brachas haTorah on the wrong spot to. So it starts with the Yerushalmi in Hilchos Brachos. Let's take a look, source number one, Rabbi Zrikan Amar, Rabbi Zeira Bai. Rabbi Zrikan says, thank you, Shira, that Rabbi Zeira had the following question. Ahan dinasav tormusa. This person grabs some kind of fruit or vegetable, umevarech ilave, and he makes a bracha on it, v'nafal minei, and then it falls, right? Now, did it fall and you were able to pick it up? It just took a while. Did it fall and you couldn't eat it? It doesn't tell us. Mahu mevarech ilave zman tin yavas. Do you have to make a new bracha? Do you have to make... Because it fell. You made a bracha on the apple. Now I don't have the apple, or it took me a while to recover the apple. Do I need a new bracha? So mahu beino la'amas ben amas hamayim. So what's the difference between that? If I make a bracha on water that's flowing. So whatever water is right in front of me, a few seconds later when I finish the bracha, it's not going to be there. So similar, if I turn on a water fountain and I make a bracha. By the time I make the bracha, it's going to be new water that's in front of me. So says the Gemara, that should... But what do? You make a bracha on the water, even though the water you're going to drink is not here yet.
But there you know.
So that's what the Gemara answers. Taman lekach kavin. Over there, I know. When I make a bracha, it's going to be this water that I'm going to drink. Okay? So kavin daito mitchila. Biram hacha... Lo lekach kavin daito. Over here, I didn't have in mind this new, it sounds like it's a new apple. I had in mind apple A. It didn't dawn on me that apple A would fall from my hands, would roll into the mud, and I wouldn't be able to eat it. Tani Rabbi Chiya, ein mavarchin al apas ela b'shashu poris. Rabbi Chiya says you make a bracha on bread when you are breaking it, so that there's no hefzik. Amar Rabbi Chiya Barva, Hada Amra Ahan de Nasaf Igula, Umevarchi Lave, Vuhulo Asili Yade. It's spoken about a case where a person takes an igula. It sounds from the Mefarshim that it's a cake of bread. Umevarchi Lave, although usually it's talking figs. About some kind of figs. Vuhulo Asili Yade, and he doesn't end up getting it. Tzarech Lemevarcha Ilave Zman Tinyavas. He says that his conclusion is you got to make a new bracha. Which is something we did about a month ago. But the conclusion of this Yerushalmi seems to be that if I have a bracha on X and I don't end up eating X, even though I have more of X, I have more apples in the house, my kavana is on this specifically, among all the others, if it never comes to fruition, if I never end up eating this apple, then I need a new bracha. That's the conclusion of the Yerushalmi. Comes the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef in number 3. In mevarchin lo al ocha v'lo al mashka atchiveh lefanav. You don't make a bracha until you have the food in front of you. Birech v'achar kach aviyu lefanav. If you know it's coming, but it's not in front of you, you can't make a bracha. And if you made a bracha, he's bringing in the bread, and I'm in a hurry, and I make a hamotzi, and then they bring it from the other room, I need a new bracha. Ken kasav harambam perek dal, bim tomar maishna midin amas hamayim, dimasamach, efshe deshani hachashe efshe shalo yaviu lo, aval hamayim sofan lavo. V'nira li, shedin zed de'en mevarchan al ochel omashka atyaviu lefanav, Humay da'amrinim b'Yerushalmi ahan denasi v'igula u'mevarchi aleha v'hu lo'asi b'yadei tzarech levruchi aleha zman tininus Kilomer mishatofis igulo kfar birech alav kodem shabaliyado tzarechu achshav lachzor v'levarech. So that's in Hilchos Brachos. Comes the Abu Dram, and he quotes this Yerushalmi, and then he quotes Rabbeinu Gershom. Take a look at, sorry, not Rabbeinu Gershom, Rav Gershon b'Rabbi Shlomo. In the second paragraph of number 4, Kasav ha-Rav Gershon b'Rabbi Shlomo, yesh me'anche hador, shemochichin mizeh ha-Yerushalmi b'maaseh she'ira b'Rosh Chodesh Teves, shemotzien shnei sifrei Torah, echad shel Rosh Chodesh ve'echad shel Chanukah, v'ta'a shatz u'pasach oso shel Chanukah u'birech ha-korei alav, v'hizkiru ha-tzibor ki ta'a, u'b'Rosh Chodesh u'tadir yesh lo likros rishona, v'hifzik, the Galal Sefer Torah Shigila Parshas Rosh Chodesh. So what happened? They opened up Hanukkah. He made a bracha on Hanukkah. Somebody comes along and says, you're supposed to read Rosh Chodesh. So they didn't say, well, once we took this out, we'll do this. They rolled it to Rosh Chodesh. V'omer mizeha Yerushalmi, shetzarech lachzer levarech shenis al Parshas Rosh Chodesh, mishnei tamim. And the two reasons are, number one, they claim hefsek, and number two, they claim that you had in mind this apple. You ended up eating another apple. So even though it's in the same Torah, right? They didn't have two Torahs. They took out a Torah for Hanukkah, and I made a bracha on Parshas Hanukkah. Now you roll to Rosh Chodesh. The Anshe Hador, whoever that is, said, from this Yerushalmi, you see, you need to make a new bracha.
Going back to the food. You go to the refrigerator, you take out a corn barn struce, mm-hmm. you make a bracha, and then you try to point, you see it's empty. So yeah. You take a second container out. You'd have to make a bracha.
Yeah. So the Abu Dram then argues. He says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down.
In the second paragraph.
Ulefi da'ato. First word on the line is shenafal. Ulefi da'ato. Rav Gershon Rabbi Shlomo says the Yesh Me Anshe Hador made a mistake. Ta'u. Ke'atam harishon batahu. Shari Yerushalmi hu enu ikar dehel chasa kerava. Damar b'varach v'achakach botzeya. De'lo chashvinan shtika la'afsaka. Loshna afsaka meruba, loshna afsaka muetas. They said, number one, it's not the fact that you had to roll is not a problem, because as long as you didn't speak, it's not a hafsik. Right, this happens sometimes. You see people making hamotzi, and they look like they're about to cut off their fingers because they're so nervous about. Now the real thing is they could eat a piece, but some people cut the whole challah, cut 12 challahs before they eat a piece. It's not a hefsek. We paskin, says the Abu Draham, that as long as you don't talk, it's not a hefsek. Number two, hatam asheni gamken batalhu. De ladas harayve de pasak lekula vehevi rayos letvarav de kol de manach kame chay la bracha aleha. The Ravid says we argue on that. As long as you have the apples in your house, right, which would be a different answer to simcha. According to the first answer, you make a bracha on the orange juice and you end up needing new orange juice, but it was in the fridge and you have it all in mind. You would need a new bracha. The Ravid says no. You have in mind everything. It's just this first, but that second.
It's like the water. You have,
yeah.
Same thing. But I made a bracha on this apple here. Mm-hmm. I ate the apple. Now right. I want another apple.
Right. So there, everybody agrees that there. Everybody agrees. It's complex. The issue is, yes, I had in mind this apple and any other apple in the house, but this apple is my main intent or my first intent. If it doesn't end up, if I don't end up eating this apple, so then maybe it doesn't allow me to eat the other apples. But that's the Ravid says he doesn't understand. If the bracha is really on all the apples, then it's like Amas Hamayim.
Exactly.
Right? The difference is Amas Hamayim, my intent is I know that it takes me 5 seconds to make the bracha, so I have in mind this water. And over here, I have in mind this apple and then at that apple. But says the Ravid, it doesn't matter. My bracha is on everything.
I mean, Rabbi, I want an apple, okay? I'm going to eat an apple if it's this apple or right. another apple. You get an apple, there's a worm in it,
right.
you know? So I take out another apple. I don't. As far as, in other words, your mind is only eating an apple. You don't care which one it is.
Correct. And I think, and we'll speak in a few minutes about Kriya Satora, when an Ola goes up to Kriya Satora, he has a mind that whatever you read, he's not thinking, that's what we're going to see a Prima Gadim that everybody applies, that he has in mind the right Parsha. I think it's the opposite. He has in mind that Alan knows what the right Parsha is, or the Baal Koreh has in mind, and whatever you want me to have in mind.
If I was going to read it, that's one thing, but if I'm just going to make a bracha, what do I care?
I mean, the Bakri is the shliach, right? The Bakri is he the shliach of the person of the ola? In other words, technically he should be reading.
Technically, the ola should be reading it himself.
Right, but so if he has a status of a shliach, then whatever the shliach does.
But maybe he's a shliach of the tzibur. Maybe
he's a shliach of the tzibur and of the whole, but. The way it works is he's the shliach of the Baal Koreh, who is a shliach of the Tzibor. So it works in like two stages. So the Abu Dram quotes the Ravid, who says that he argues. He does not think that that's correct lahalacha. Hatama shenu gam kem batal hu ladas a Ravid, de pasak lakula vehevi rais ladarav de kol de manach kameh chai labracha aleh. Vachinami ha sefer Torah kameh vidaite aleha lechola parshios aksuvos bo. So yes, you're showing me where you're going to read. I have in mind the entire Torah. If you would, you get the Aliyah and they say, today we're adopting a new minhag that we're going to read another Parsha as well. Okay. Well, I'm not going to argue. Whatever you want to read, you read. That's how he learns it. Gamim lo galo so sefer Torah atzmo, etc., etc. Then he goes on to say...
Actually, I bet you many people think when they get an Aliyah... It's not on that particular parsha. It's for the Torah kula.
That the bracha is on the entire Torah?
I think so.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what people think. When I get an aliyah and they show me where I'm going to read...
That's different.
I have in mind that that's where we're going to read. But you're saying, but the bracha is a birchas haTorah in general.
Yeah.
Okay. He then goes on to say that... Others said that they did the wrong thing, which is not our issue. They should have just read from the wrong place, right? You have Tadir v'she'enu Tadir, but what about when Tadir, number one, Tadir is not Mahakev. Number two, Ein Ma'aviran ala mitzvos, Tircha de Tzibura, right? So in Tircha de Tzibura, there are many rayas, it's Del Raisa. And that's why we try to go so fast at the first minute. The Tircha de Tzibur, it's a real halacha. Ein Ma'aviran ala mitzvos, it's a real halacha.
By the weddings, we have to wait an hour and a half.
So I was at a wedding on Sunday, and they must have taken pictures before, because from the end of the chuppah until the first dance was under a half hour.
Okay.
And when you drive out for a wedding, then that's very nice. I'm fine now. So the Beis Yosef, so that's where we are now. You have this Yerushalmi, it's talking about Hilchos Brachos. You make a bracha on an apple, it falls. According to the Yerushalmi, you need to make a new bracha, Masha Enkein, water fountain, a river where the water is flowing, there I don't need to make a new bracha because I have in mind lechatchila that the water is moving. Says the Abu Dram, there's a case that happened that they took out the Torah, they rolled it, it was rolled to Hanukkah, and they really should have read Rosh Chodesh. The person made a bracha on the parsha from Hanukkah, then they told him, they re-rolled it, and some people, it sounds like what they did is they made a new bracha. Rav Gershon b'Rav Shlomo says they did the wrong thing, and the Abu Dram agrees they did the wrong thing. You didn't need to make a new bracha. And the raya is that even though the Yerushalmi says that, the Ravid argues. Comes the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef quotes this Abu Draham, and at the end, if you see page 2, where I underline on the top, Haposkim pasku kahi dahadin denasiv tormusa lechumra, Ukumoshi Yisbar b'simin reish vav, b'siyata d'shmai l'fi divrem, b'ahu uvda d'sefer Torah, tzarech lachzor l'varech k'moshe horu anshe hador ahu, u'delo k'arebeno gershon b'rab shlomo. The Beis Yosef, and it's quite strange, when you would think the Beis Yosef, Sfardim, remember, the Maran holds that a bracha levatala is an iser daraisa losisa. Yet over here, he says, there's a machlokas, and whether we paskin like the Yerushalmi or not, but he concludes, we go with the Yerushalmi in Hilchos Brachos, and therefore also in Hilchos Sefer Torah. So the Shulchan Aruch's conclusion is, You make a bracha on an apple, you lose the apple. You make a bracha on a new apple that was in the house, you need a new bracha. You make a bracha on the parsha of Hanukkah, and then you roll it to Rosh Chodesh, you need a new bracha.
What happens if the apple falls in the mud, but you don't have another apple, you have an orange?
So it's the same bracha. It would be the same. It would be the same. Shulchan Aruch would tell you, you have to make a new bracha. And that's what you find. Number six, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Natal biyado pri la'ochlo, ubire chalav, v'nafal miyado v'ne'avado nimas. Tzarech lachzor levarech afal pi shahaya me'oso min lefanav, yoser kishabira chalarishon. You had other apples, oranges in front of you, you need to make a new bracha. But comes the Mishnah Berurah, and that's why this is so complicated. So the Shulchan Aruch is consistent. And we'll see, Shulchan Aruch says the same thing in Siman Kuf Mem. You need a new bracha. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Ayem bebira halacha. Diyesh kama rishonim shesovrin. Dafilu bistama gamken in tzarech lachzor levarech. Dekeva chayamunach lefanav ala shulchan. Have kedaito behed yala kol. Vesafek brachos lahakel. And you see, he writes it in a little more depth in Bir Halacha. Vidaod da'av deladas ha'shochan arach v'arama muchach de'bistam al kopanim chozer mevarech avshayu munachem kulam lefanav al ha'shochan b'shas bracha mikama poskim muchach de'svir alohu da'av bistama kevan shahayu munach ha'kol al ha'shochan lefanav ein tzarech lachzer levarech v'hu ha'raivid ha'muva b'beis Yosef u'mishum de'svir le de'bistama ha'bracha kai al kol ma'shem munach lefanav al ha'shochan Rabbeinu Gershon b'Rabbi Shlomo hiskim gam ken imo k'mevur ha'babu dram Shibole leket tzvir lenami hachad nefarshe Yerushalmi tzarech levarech shayadaito rak alzeh. That's how they learned the Yerushalmi. It's a case where you only had this in mind. You didn't have other stuff around. And therefore, he ends off safek brachos lahakel. He ends off, you shouldn't make a new bracha. Right? That's hilchos brachos. But now, fast forward to hilchos kriyas haTorah. In number 10. We'll skip the Aruch HaShulchan for now. Ha'ola likros batorah, v'heru la makom shetzarech likros, uberech al ha'torah v'hischil likros, o lo hischil v'hiskur sheparsha acheres tzarech likros, v'gal al ha'sefer torah la makom shetzarech likros bo, yesh omrim she'eno tzarech lachzer levarech, v'yesh omrim shetzarech. And we have a klal. If the Shulchan Aruch brings two Yeshomrims, he's going with the second one. Yeshomrim v'Yeshomrim, the halacha is like the second one, which makes sense because in Beis Yosef he told us that you should make a new bracha, which is consistent with what he writes in Siman Reish Vav in Hilchos Brachos. But then we have something a little different. The Mishnah Brura, based on Bir Halacha, says Safik Brachos Lahakel over there. Over here, the Mishnah Berurah is not willing to be as mekel, or machmir on brachos. But the first thing is the taz. The first thing the poskim do is they qualify. And this is a very interesting thing. The taz says, wait a minute. If I show you Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, right? And it's the wrong place. He says, maybe there's a difference whether it's before or whether it's after. Maybe there's a difference whether it was the right place was also open or not, right? One svara is, if it was open, I have in mind, even though you showed me that, but it was also open in front of me.
What about,
or if it's in front, I don't know how long you'll read, right? Meaning the minhag of Lubavitch is they show you the beginning and the end. We don't do that. I just show you here, maybe the aliyah takes me three columns. There are some long aliyahs. So over there, the poskim are very willing to say, you definitely had that in mind. Take a look at this taz, number 11. Ela deyesha dayin lechalek, didafka im haya hatau sheherulo parsha acheres legamre, kahi de abudram. From Chanukah to Rosh Chodesh, that's already very far. Shayatzarech likros parshas Rosh Chodesh veherulo b'shal Chanukah, v'hutzarech liglo hasever Torah b'shvil zeh, az tzarech levarech shenis. Avay matos beparsha zu v'yesh min ha'efsher sheyikro lo gam parsha ashayach lo be'emes which sounds like it's in front, it's ahead. Ein tzarech legalala mimakom zel makam harailo, ein tzarech levarech sheinis kevin shah sefer Torah megula lefanav, daite al kol mashe megula lefanav. And again, it's hard. Does he mean only in front or anything that was open that you don't really have to roll?
So but he's even back also.
I think you could read that like that. Kach nir la'anias daiti. So what's fascinating is the Taz is not willing to say, wait a minute, safek brachos lahakel, like the Mishnah Berurah did before, but he says, maybe we can qualify it a bit. It's not, you have a machlokas, is your bracha on everything or just on what you showed me? But what does it mean what you showed me? Is what you showed me literally this paragraph? Or maybe it's on whatever was open, or maybe it's on whatever is in front.
Point to the Taz. In our case, mm-hmm. in our Shaila, where the guy didn't see anything, I guess then you could say, watch it, that his that's his own.
It's like it's called Masha Magula Lefana. That's what I think.
The whole paper is open, basically.
Yes, that's why I think that case is much better.
Yeah. I'm still intrigued by what Hill said before.
Yeah.
And I wonder if we could take a quick poll. I still think that when I get up to make a Birkas HaTorah, I'm making a bracha on the Torah.
Me too.
On the entire Torah.
And the Baal Kriya, thank you, is pointing out that's nice. He's just pointing out that
this is the part of the Torah we're going to read, but I have a mind on that.
It's not the apple. Right. It's not the apple mushel. I'm not having kavana on this apple.
Right. I hear that.
Can we take a quick poll?
It's a good spar.
I know. What do you have in mind? You're a Kohen. You get a lot of aliyahs.
Well, it's interesting. I've seen people that instead of kissing the spot, they'll go to the side, you know.
So that they do because Rabbi Anamer used to insist on that, so you wouldn't rub out the letter. But maybe it's especially
if you smear the whole Torah.
You know, in the first Aliyah, especially in Shemos, every third word, every third line is Vayomer Hashem.
Yeah.
So and you know the Baal Kriya could possibly make a mistake and give you the wrong spot to begin with.
Right.
I'll tell you in that. The same in the right column, but.
But what Hillel's point is well taken that. This is a regular Birchas HaTorah. It's a universal Birchas HaTorah. It's the same bracha you make on Shmini, Tazria, whatever it is. You make the same.
Your kavanah is
the kibbut. It's the kibbut.
Yeah, but your kavanah is on this week's parsha.
Being able to make a bracha on the Torah. On the Torah, not
on Torah in general.
My kavanah is not on.
The whole argument is moot.
It's the same bracha you make in the morning.
Yeah. So I haven't seen the poskim. The poskim are assuming that because he shows me where to make a bracha, it's as if I have the apple in my hand. But that it is interesting.
Lechatchila, if the Baal Kriya is showing you a spot, but you very quickly and you didn't see it, but you have in mind explicitly wherever he starts reading, that's where I want the bracha. Should you say to him? You need to the chachila. Should you know where he starts? Should you say, "I'm sorry, I didn't see where it was. Can you show me again?" Or is it sufficient the chachila just to say, "My kavana is wherever you're going to read from. That's my kavana."
I think the chachila, you should know where you're going to read from.
So you should say,
I've seen people do that, and where they didn't really see it, and they
ask them. I would ask them to show me.
I mean, the fact.
But it's interesting. The postgame, maybe it's just different times. You know, but I think Hillel is probably right. People have in mind wherever he reads. You're showing me it. It's a nice courtesy.
But Rabbi,
I have in mind all of Torah.
It's more than a courtesy because he's supposed to follow along, right?
The Ola's supposed to read.
So you know, he's showing me, so I'll know where, when he starts, to be reading along.
Right.
And that's.
But the bracha ultimately is on all of Torah, and that is this machlokas. The machlokas seems to be: do I have in mind all of Torah? Even though I know I'm supposed to, that most probably he will read from what he showed me, I have in mind the entire Torah. That's what the machloka seems to be. So the Prima Gadim then has a whole different way of looking at it. Yeah.
Suppose in the middle, during the middle of all the Aliyahs, the Baal Kriya accidentally starts reading say from a couple sentences that he's already said from the last aliyah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he pointed out to that section. What do you do then?
That he started reading from the wrong place.
Right.
So
in other words,
the question is, does he keep on going straight?
Right. Or the other opposite is that he skipped a couple of pesukim and then started.
No, if he skipped, then he got to go back.
Well, he skipped stuff that he's supposed to read, or skipped stuff that he isn't supposed to read?
No, he skipped stuff that he was supposed to read because he went to the wrong bayadaber.
So he's got to go back.
I've seen that happen.
In that case, he's got to go back. But the question is a question of bracha. That's the question, exactly. But everybody agrees there he'd have to go back to the right spot. The Prima Gadim has a very different read on all of this, number 12. He says, Ledina tzarech ian tuba, ki bekana mechaber lo hichriya. So it's strange. He says the mechaber is not machriya, even though the Klalim Svarim assume that the mechaber goes with the second Yesh Omrim. The Efshar Chazar Misifra Harach, and he entertains the possibility, the fact that the Shulchan Arach in Beis Yosef was very clear that he's you have to make a new bracha. And in Shulchan Arach, he writes both Yesh Omrims, maybe he was Chozer. Behind time, the Yodea the Tzarech Likros Parshas Hayom, Daite Aleh. He says, because ultimately your Kavana is on the Parshas Hayom. Right? He's got to find it. He pointed out the wrong thing. Okay. So he showed me the wrong thing. My Kavana is on the correct Kriya. Umay Shna Zemi Sefer Torah Psula below Karu Gimel Psukim Shemotzi Acharis Ve'en Mavarech Lafanaha. V'hachilok Shekasav Ataz Ein Eni Mevin. He says, I'm not making a brach on what's open. My das is on what's correct. Now, does that mean that you know what's correct? Because there's a tshuva from Rav Moshe, we'll see, that Rav Moshe assumes that people know what Aliyah is supposed to be read. They know what Haftorah, which I think we're in a different situation. Or it's just you have in mind whatever is the right kriya. That's what I have in mind. Ayin magavram imkein lepsaka machaber v'harab b'simun kuf mem gimel kol shekein b'sefer Torah achas v'amr lo shezu aparsha yichovas hayom afilu b'stama Daito achovas hayom, safek brachos lekula. My kavana is on the parshas hayom, right? And it doesn't sound like I have to know what that is. My kavana is on the right parsha, right? And therefore, in the case where they brought out the Sefer Torah rolled to Hanukkah, and I'm really supposed to read Rosh Chodesh. If I'm supposed to read Rosh Chodesh, my kavanah is on Rosh Chodesh. My kavanah is on the correct kriya.
Because the prima gadim is by the fruit, you do have to make another bracha.
But the fruit, correct. Because the fruit, my apple is in front of me, my kavanah is on the apple. Good. So, exactly. So, according to this prima gadim, he's separating the two sugyas. He's saying the Shulchan Aruch was very clear, and it would explain why the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Resh Vav says explicitly you got to make a new bracha. And here, why does he bring two Yesh Omrims? He claims maybe because it's not so clear. Because of this new Svara that he introduces, right? And remember, he's writing this 300 years after the Shulchan Aruch wrote. It says, because here my Kavana is not on the whole Torah and not on what he showed me. It's on the right Parsha for the day. And then he goes on to say something very interesting. And then he points out that the Levush, and this, I don't know what to make of it. I've never seen this before. The Levush was a Talmud of the Ramah, and the Levush, when he quotes this Shulchan Aruch, he reverses the Yesh Omrims. And using the same claw that we go with the second Yesh Omrim, he points out the Prima Gadim that it must be the Levush is also paskening that you don't make a new bracha. Midechazinan halavush shehipech, yeshomim shetzarech v'yeshomim she'ein tzarech, nomar b'kivon, kisvaras haprisha b'sim reishvav, alma daito she'ein tzarech levarech, alkein. So what's the Prima Gadim's conclusion? Kishenizdamin kach, ani shosek ve'ein yomer klal. Right? So I don't know how he gets away with that. If it happens, I just leave it alone. I leave it alone, and
whatever they do,
and they what they And probably they don't make a new bracha. Right. They roll, they don't make a new bracha, I leave it alone. V'ha'olam noegin lifsok shi'yavarech. But he says most people, ha'olam, they paskin that you should make a bracha. Lo yadati ma'atzorech hazeh. U'bifrat b'safik bracha she'esh omrim losisa din Torah. Right? And what's interesting is, you would think that this should be the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Because let's add it up. According to the Mishnah Berurah in Brachos and Reish Vav, he doesn't want you to make a new bracha. So Kol Shekin here, he shouldn't want you to make a new bracha. The Derech HaChaim, the Nesivos, argues on this Prima Gadim. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch does not reference it at all. Kitzur Paskins L'chumra, number 14. Im Heru La'ola Amakom Sheyikra U'birech. Right? Amud acher, but only after. Mishum didaito haya makom shebirech, v'alken al kol ma shenigla lefanav. So the Kitzur paskins like the Taz. But the Prima Gadim said, is machria, no new bracha. You had in mind whatever was correct, and he also is not convinced that the Shulchan Aruch is paskening to make a new bracha. Even though, to me, it's strange to say that about the Shulchan Aruch, that's how the Prima Gadim learns it. There's also a Shelas Yaivitz, Rav Yaakov Emden, and they had this Shaila in his shul, Irapo Emden. Safik brachos lahakel, avagav de berchas atar lefanem min haTorah, mikol makom berchas atar de tzibor eina ele midirabanan, reikfar nifter bebercha bebracha shebirach shacharis. He means that it's not a safik daraisa, meaning maybe I have to do this, I have a chiyav daraisa to make a bracha, and safik, and therefore this kind of bracha could be a safik Daraisa would be Lachumra. Yes.
Kriya Satara is only if, Drabban versus yes. Kriya Satara that we make.
Yes. Meaning what he's saying is if I'm not sure if I made Bercha Satara today. So even though you have a klal of Safik Brachas Lahakel, but I have a chi of Daraisa to make a Bercha Satara, so in that case, there wouldn't be a Safik Brachas Lahakel. But he says over here, the chiyuv to make a bracha before reading the Torah is only derabanan, and therefore on a mitzvah derabanan, right? Safek derabanan lekula, and therefore I definitely wouldn't make a bracha unnecessarily because of safek brachas lahakel.
When is brachas haTorah in the raisa?
If I haven't yet made brachas haTorah, once a day.
One you make in the morning, the first one, that's correct. The raisa.
Correct. Unless you didn't make it in the morning and.
No, yeah, yeah,
yes, that's Daraisa.
That's the one.
Yes.
Other than that, they're Midrabanan.
Correct.
Wasn't it the Minhag that the first Aliyah said the Bracha and the last Aliyah said the last Bracha? So most of the people who got up to the Torah, during those times, I don't know if there was...
But they would also make the Bracha in the morning.
Yeah, they make the Bracha in the morning, but when you're making Brichas HaTorah, so the Kohen makes the Bracha,
correct.
And the last Aliyah makes the final Bracha.
So this obviously is, this whole machlokas is post, once they change that. Or it's a question on the Kohen's Aliyah. So the Rav Yaakov Emden says he thinks Safik Brachos Lahakel. The Kaf HaChaim also. Kaf HaChaim, Svardi Posek, he says, even though the Ramah brings to number 16, brings two Yesh Omrims, and his klal that he tells us is two Yesh Omrims, he goes with the second one, he says, but Safik Brachos Lahakel trumps following Maran. That's what he tells us. That's the, so where does the Mishnah Berurah fit in? Number 18. Yesh Omrim Shitzarech Levarech Kishakar Saparsha Ru'ya Likros Vitamo De Bavade Lonis Kavim Bibrachaso Rakala Parsha Sheheru Lomikodem V'Alkorchach Tzarech Levarech Mechadash Al Parsha Zu V'Kasva Achronim De Noagin Lamaisa Ka Yesh Omrim Hazeh. So it's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah is willing to be Machmir. V'Ein Afgamina Benim Mamakam Sheheru Lomitchilaya Parsha Acheres Lagamre or afilu ba'oso seder, ela shetzarech liglo mimakom rishon lamakom zeh, b'kol zeh tzarech lachzor levarech, debavade lo hayadaito bebrachaso, al ma she'ena megula lefanav. So he does go with the Taz. If it is in what's open and in front of what, ahead of what he showed him, then you wouldn't need to be bracha.
By the fruit?
So we'll get to that.
Chayadam. So wait a second, but it's got to be visible though. Yeah. It can be in front of him, but let's say it's three columns in front
yes.
of him. It's got to be visible.
But it's got to be visible.
Right. What do you mean before?
Something that I show you, this is the spot, and when you read down and to the left, what if it's to the right? So according to the Taz, if it's to the right, it's as if I'm saying it's not that. Uh-huh. It's only potentially whatever is in uh-huh. ahead and also what's open.
That's after.
Mm-hmm. So what about the Mishnah Berurah on fruit? So we'll get to that. Chayadam Shara Chronav Amekel Shalolach Shalavarat Bimhaya Makom Sharelo Bosa Seder Shavuzu Avshitzach Ligla Makom Lamakom Ein Mochem Biyado De Yeshlo Amalismoch. He says there's also Yeshlo Amalismoch as long as it's in the right parsha. Mishnah Berurah takes this Taz a little, expands it. Whatever was open in front of you is okay. Doesn't matter if it's before or after.